This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number here is 855-453. A lot of people have been commenting on the political chaos or strife that is going on within the major two parties. Is it time to see a split? Maybe two splits? That would be really interesting. If one split happens, that'd be amazing, because it hasn't happened in about 192 years at this point in the United States. And if it happened to two of the two major parties, that would be completely unprecedented.
It kind of has to, though.
No, I don't know if it does. You know, people will hold on for dear life for their political party.
But that's why.
Look at the Republicans with the Ron Paul guy.
The Republicans, the Tea Party has shown that they are willing to throw a monkey wrench into the situation.
But both sides of the split are going to want to wrest control of their party away from the other side. So
absolutely.
It wouldn't surprise me if something does split. It won't happen. You know, I don't think it'll happen right away, because they'll probably try again in
it's
four
not like
more years.
The Tea Party is new. The Republican Party is in the throes of a split.
Yeah, that's just the question, is how long is that going to take? Because, you know, one group is not going to want to split away, because they're going to start kind of from scratch at that point. Even though they may have a groundswell of initial support, it's going to be hard. You know, you don't want to leave it. People don't want to leave the established structure. They would much rather take it over. I mean, look at the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, they would.
The Libertarian Party, I've been a Libertarian for a long time. I resigned from the party in 2008 publicly because I saw them straying further and further from their principle, and that disturbed me as a principled Libertarian. And so within the Libertarian Party, you've got these unprincipled people who are, you know, sort of like conservative light, a lot of them are, and they support people like Gary Johnson. And then you've got principled people like Daryl W. Perry. You can go to DarylWPerry.com to learn more about his presidential campaign within the Libertarian Party. You've got the LP, Libertarian Party Radical Caucus, which is a group of principled libertarians who want to win back their control of the Libertarian Party. So rather than split off into another third party, they see that it is more viable to try to win back the existing party. So I think you're going to see that between the two sides, the Sanders supporters and the Hillary Clinton supporters and the Democrats, the Trump supporters and the anti-Trumpers in the Republican Party, and how long that internal party conflict will go on before somebody finally says, you know what, let's just walk, let's create our own political party, and, you know, go from there. I hope it happens sooner rather than later, because it would be really interesting.
Minor parties haven't exactly shown themselves to be particularly successful in America.
Well, that's just the thing. They haven't. And so you would need to have a large split and a big sort of groundswell of people who are willing to say, that's it, including the big name politicians or party leaders who would be willing to walk away and start something new, which would be very interesting. You're welcome to share your thoughts here on the continued internal conflict or whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to John, calling from Connecticut. He's actually our first Skype caller here tonight. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, so first off, I wanted to tell you that I completely agree with what you were talking about the Libertarian Party straying from their values.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. It's rough. I mean, I went from the Republican Party to the Libertarian Party and resigned as well. And I totally agree with what you're saying on that.
All right. So what else did you want to share?
Well, I was thinking about the fiscal irresponsibility you were talking about before, but, I mean, here come that boy.
I'm going to have to hit the dump button on that. He said the S word, but he was referencing a meme on the internet.
Yeah, I've seen it. It has like a
frog.
I don't get it.
It's just weird. There's really nothing to get. It's a like a hand-drawn frog. It says, here come that boy, and then OS, what up?
Yeah.
That's basically the
it
meme.
It doesn't make any sense.
And then the meme makers will take the frog and put him in different pictures from, like, movies or other memes or whatever, and they'll sort of insert that. Yeah. It's meme-ish.
It just doesn't do anything for me. It's not funny.
KnowYourMeme.com. That's a really useful website for things that, if something seems obscure, some sort of reference, you don't get it, odds are it's a meme. Right? You're just probably in the dark about it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to continue with your calls and thoughts. Jeremy is in Maine. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good show tonight. I just wanted to make a comment and just say that I agree that until there's, like, a total collapse of these systems, I don't think that we're going to make a whole lot of progress, because the establishment of both of these parties, which are really just one party, are so entrenched that you can't incrementally reverse what has been brought on in incremental stages. It has to be a total wiping clean of the slate and a
restart. What's that going to look like, though? I mean, I agree with you, but what's it?
I don't think it looks pretty. I mean, I think it. You know, worst case scenario, it's 1861 all over again.
I mean, best I can't case imagine scenario, that.
I hope not.
Don't fire on federal forts.
Yeah, that's probably a good advice.
Anybody who thinks they're going to outshoot the federal government is out of their mind. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked in any other country. Just ask the Taliban if you could outshoot the federal government.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so hopefully there is a collapse of the two parties. But I don't really see that happening at this point, even with all the turmoil that we're in now.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. They're going to try and try and try to keep the parties together. They're going to try to fight it out for control over those parties. But ultimately, it would be for the best if it actually did happen. If there was a large split from either the Republican or the Democratic parties, it would be good, because then the big political personalities that might have some kind of sway over things would be able to say, hey, you know, these rules aren't fair. These debate rules aren't fair. And somebody might actually pay attention to them, because we as libertarians know the debate rules are not fair. They were designed by the Republicans and the Democrats to keep third parties out of the debates after Ross Perot actually made a showing back in 1992. But if some of the big party people from the Democratic or Republican parties were to split away from their existing group and create another third party that actually had some, let's call it momentum, to begin with, maybe they could swing some political influence and actually get the debate rules changed. But probably not, because the existing establishment would probably still want to keep those guys out. Jeremy, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. We've got Pat. He's in Norfolk. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS. Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Hey, we're on the radio.
You guys are putting on a great show.
Thanks,
like,
go ahead with your thoughts.
Good. Look, you know, we'll talk about some stuff and about some salmon issues back home on the West Coast in Washington State, known for salmon.
Yeah. I did hear you correctly then. Let's talk about some salmon issues.
Salmon issues. Yeah. Okay, I was wondering what he was saying.
Yeah, well, no one's allowed to catch them in the bay, in the Puget Sound, and...
Mm. Can you catch other fish?
Yeah, you can catch other fish, but you can't catch no salmon right now, because...
Now, why is that?
Well, the Indians have been catching them all in their nets.
The Indians?
Yeah.
People from India or American Indians?
American Indians. You know, like Indian tribes? Say it's a suburb of Tacoma. It's a Puyallup River.
So what you're saying is, let me see if I'm following you here. You're saying American Indians are fishermen up in the Northwest. They've been catching a lot of salmon, so some politicians have prohibited the catching of salmon?
Yeah. My nephew was kind of upset about it, because they go every year, you know.
No, I didn't
have to go to Alaska.
For steelhead and everything. They go up there, too, believe it or not. They go up there, too, so.
Well, thank you for the call tonight, Pat. I understand that people are definitely concerned about that, and I would say the best option would be to grow salmon rather than to just go and catch them. fish farms. They have that, right? There must be salmon fish farms out there.
I'm not sure that's really much of a solution if you want to catch fish, to have a fish farm.
What are you talking about? You get as much fish as you want if you're growing them. You don't have to go out and, like, randomly throw nets in the water.
The clearly, number, Ian does not understand fishing.
Toll-free number is 855-453. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, if you're looking to start a new business, or maybe you've been in business for a while, and you're just running out of business cards, you gotta have business cards. Even in this digital day and age, I'm sorry, nothing can replace the business card. Not yet, at least. It hasn't. I mean, I know they've tried like some sort of digital card, you know, like touch your phones together or something like that. I don't know how that crap works. Do you? Does anybody do that?
Nope, but I was at a conference yesterday and everybody was trading business cards.
Exactly. So go to Vistaprint.com, and when you check out, you can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 by using code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live at checkout. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload your entire own design. It's totally up to you how you do this, and it's a super easy-to-use tool. I've done it. I used it to design the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree business card, which I actually gave one to the cashier at Burger King last night when we were driving back from the convention that we attended in New York City. So they're great cards, they look great, and Vistaprint absolutely guarantees you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. And that's right, products, because they do more than business cards. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. You got a small business, office, you know, home office, they can help you out. Go to Vistaprint.com, and don't forget to use code FTL at checkout to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to NM60 in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Am I in?
You are on the radio. Go ahead, sir.
I would like to say,
ma'am, whatever.
Since there is
that on the radio, I think we're getting hit by some crank callers.
Hey,
here tonight. So every now and then, let's recap a little bit here, Mark, for our listeners who are newer to the show. We've been doing this show since 2002. We started in Sarasota, Florida as a local radio show back when we had some really creative crank calls. Like, I think the crankers have gotten worse over the years as the show has become better distributed. I don't know why that is. You know, we've got 170 radio stations now.
Now they just want to cuss on the air as though that's of any value.
That's not to say that didn't happen before, but it mostly didn't. Most of the crank callers back in the day were like creative characters. And they like would come, they'd call as a character, and they would stay in character as long as they could on the air. And then they'd call again another week or whatever and reprise that same character. And so there were some really great calls. There was one time when we were a newer syndicated show where
I think my favorite all time is Cobra Commander.
He was awesome.
He was calling in and running for president.
Where is he? It's time to hear from Cobra Commander again.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Again.
So anyway,
maybe he feels like Donald Trump has out-Cobra Commandered him.
He's got it locked down. So years ago, I don't know, maybe like a decade ago at this point, there was this internet forum on the IGN forums called Tabestibule. And those guys, one of them posted fairly busy, like, you know, video game geek forum. And somebody posted that they were going to crank call Free Talk Live, posted our call-in number, and a bunch of the people who were on that forum, all of whom sounded around age 12 to 15, called in, and most of them were terrible. Most of the calls were terrible. But we did find out somehow, and I forget how it was. I think we searched, like, Free Talk Live within the internet within the last 24 hours and somehow found that post. So we actually learned about it. And we actually addressed it on the air as it was happening. Look, I'm fine with a crank call. There's not a rule against crank calls on Free Talk Live. The rule is you can't say the F word. You can't say the S word. You can't say the see you next Tuesday word. You can't say there's
you can't refer to the word that refers to roosters.
Yeah, in the wrong context. So there's certain things you just...
The cock can crow in the morning.
Exactly. Anyway, you can't do those things because we're on FCC-licensed radio stations. Now, it's possible that some of the people who are cranking don't even know that, you know, that they've just come across Free Talk Live as an internet show, and so, hey, let's crank these people. So if you've got a creative call, if you've got something that's funny, I'm fine with that. But if you're just going to say the S word or the F word, you're wasting your time. because you're not
a dump button.
We have something called a dump button, and the way it works is it builds up a delay of audio, and when we hit the dump button, your call is gone from the airwaves. Sure, some of the internet listeners will still hear it. It'll make it into the podcast, so your glory will be to be heard by the podcast listeners. But if you're looking to actually have yourself heard on 170 radio stations from coast to coast on this show, just try to keep it FCC friendly.
If you can take the time to wait through the whatever time it takes to be on the air on Free Talk Live, you can take the time to figure out something funnier than duh, S-bomb. Shoot. Crap.
So
funny business.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you keep it up, guys, by the way, there are some extra screening procedures we can put in place. It'll make things a little bit more difficult. We don't like to do that here on Free Talk Live because we like to just ask people, like, one question. Okay,
it's
what's your name?
It's supposed to be an easy way for people to get on the air and talk about issues. But, you know, at least be funny.
All right, let's go to someone who we know is not a crank caller. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
All right. Yeah,
whether he's a character or not, I don't know. But, you know, I don't know if you are who you really are. Because, Ralph, I've heard rumors that you've called other shows and you're very different on those shows. That's what I've heard.
Mainstream.
You know, my board op said that you had a better connection, Ralph.
Radio Bacon.
Radio Ralph?
Yes. I'm here.
All right, I can hear you now, so go quickly.
The Confederate flag is once again being brought up by Obama, and it was in the news all of this week. Okay? As a matter of fact, they are banning now the flying, the display of the Confederate flag, is what I understand, from VA cemetery. Okay.
Who's banning the flag? The Confederate flag?
The government.
The federal government?
VA cemeteries.
The federal government, the administration of Obama. Now,
how do you feel about that?
Well, it's immaterial or it's irrelevant, really, how I feel about it, because that's not a priority issue in most of the people in this country. It's about the security of the country, obviously, and the economy too, which is looking more and more like Grim Reaper, okay? Grim Reaper economy. You can quote me on that, and that's not a call for me to describe our economy as a Grim Reaper.
No,
economy.
I don't think you're a crank caller. Like I said, I don't think you're a crank caller. I just don't. Okay. Some people have claimed to have heard you call other shows, and it may not have been you, Ralph. I do think the issue of the Confederate flag is an interesting one, even though it may not be the most important issue in the United States. And I appreciate your call tonight and bringing it up.
I think if you attempt to erase history, you're dooming yourself to repeat it.
Mm.
And that's a very, very bad thing.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We did post the Dat Boy Know Your Meme link on the Facebook page on facebook.freetalklive.com. So if you did want to know more about the earlier cranker, you can check that out. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your minds.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, and you may join us on the toll-free numbers, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm.
So, have you missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare coverage? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled and just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there also is hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. I know my family's chosen this option. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Members are individuals, couples, and families. They're offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. You don't have to support any kind of medical treatment that you disagree with either. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org and request a free estimate, 855-585-4237. 4237 libertyhealthshare.org.
So it is Free Talk Live. That means you can bring up anything you want. Let's go to the phones to the front. Stuart is in Indy listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Stuart, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I am a first time but not last time caller and listener, and I'm going to let you guys in on my observation. That's fine. I looked this up on Google and couldn't find anything about it. Every year, you know, the car manufacturers, they add a pinstripe or, you know, something fancy, maybe a spoiler or some new curves or lines. And, I guess that justifies a price raise. And my question is, when is it going to stop or is it going to stop? I mean, in 20 or 30 years, is the basic Honda Civic going to be, you know, $90,000 or? You know,
well, I would say if the U.S. federal government lasts 20 or 30 more years, then you will see prices continue to increase. And it's not so much because the car companies want to increase prices. In many industries, there's a, you know, if there's not a ridiculous
amount. Well, they do want to increase prices,
but they're checked by competition. I mean, generally, you want to bring your product to market in as competitive a price as possibly can be. But otherwise, if nothing else has really changed, one thing that does change year to year is that the government has printed more money, and they've added more money into the money supply, which can mean an increase in prices, even if the car is being made in relatively the exact same way. So what you may be looking at is a problem with government regulation, government inflation, rather than the car companies themselves. You know, they got to jump through a lot of hoops to get those things manufactured and put out on the streets. And a lot of those hoops are unnecessary, and they raise the cost of building those cars.
Okay, I understand. Well, thank you. I love you guys' show. You guys
Thanks
put out some quality information that everybody should hear.
I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Craig. He's in Ventura. It says Ventura, but I suspect it's Ventura. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's right. It's Ventura.
Excellent, sir. Go ahead.
I've been listening for the last couple of days, and I'm really shocked that no one has brought up the subject of Governor Bill Weld running for the Libertarian Party nomination for vice president.
Why would anyone bring that up?
Oh, did you? I didn't hear it.
No, I don't think we talked about it on the air, did we?
Oh, did we talk about it off the air? I'm sorry.
It was talked
about this evening.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is this guy apparently was the former governor of Massachusetts and is now being ponied forth as the vice presidential candidate to the presidential candidate of Gary Johnson, who's the former Republican governor of New Mexico. And to me, it wasn't worth talking about because it's just another Republican running as a Libertarian. It's completely unremarkable to me.
It's kind of interesting, I would say.
Why?
He's actually posted a letter on Facebook, a personal message for delegates to the Libertarian National Convention.
Oh.
And it's a good read. It's a funny read. Let's put it that way.
And what's his name? Bill Weld?
Yeah, Governor William Weld. He was well, you should read his history.
I'll look at it. I mean, I don't care about his history. He was a governor of Massachusetts. That's all I need to know. Anybody who's a governor in Massachusetts is an arch statist and is in no way, shape, or form a libertarian. Now, look, maybe he's changed his views since then. Maybe he's all of a sudden embraced the ideas of liberty. But skeptical.
That's what he wrote this letter for, I'm sure.
I'll definitely check out the letter.
He tries to explain some of his positions that he's had in the past that he tries to explain them away. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It seems unlikely that he's going to make it through the Libertarian vetting process. Remember that.
Why? The Johnson guy won in 2012, and you support him.
Yeah, I do support Gary. I think he's a pretty darn good Republican
who's claiming to be Libertarian falsely.
Yeah, well, as a Republican, he's a much more Libertarian Republican than this Weld fellow was in Massachusetts, just by results. So what I would say
in support of
the Libertarian Party here is that they pick their the presidential nominee and then they pick their vice presidential nominee. So whomever Johnson wants is really basically irrelevant. He's going to get who he gets.
Oh my God, this guy's a former U.S. attorney. What a terrible, horrible man. Hey, thanks, Craig, for the call tonight. Okay. I appreciate the heads up on that. You know, it's just, look, another Republican in the Libertarian Party. That's not news. So there you go. But you can call in about anything you want here, and it shouldn't be a surprise that there's another Republican. Remember, Bob Barr actually won the Libertarian Party nomination in 2008, which is probably the lowest point for the Libertarian Party.
I agree.
Because Barr is even worse than Gary Johnson. And who's worse between Barr and Weld? I have no idea. You know, I've never really heard of – I never heard of Bill Weld before the announcement of him running for the Libertarian Party's vice president.
I'd heard the name, but, you know, he didn't stand out as a freedom-loving governor to me.
Let's continue here. Andy, you can bring up what you want. We'll talk first to Mark, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mark.
Hey there. Do you remember the presidential election in 1912?
No.
Wasn't around.
Well, do you remember that reading about it in the history books?
I'd have to refresh my memory. Is this Woodrow Wilson?
Yeah, it has to do with a major split in the Republican Party that year. The sitting president was Howard Taft, and he was running for re-election. But the former president, Teddy Roosevelt, did not like his past policies in previous 4 years, so Teddy Roosevelt and his Republican gang split from the Republican Party and formed their own party called the Bull Moose Party.
Yeah.
Why the Democrats won that election that year.
Interesting. And then, Mark, you'd mentioned the Bull Moose Party, but you said it was only a one-term party.
Right,
or
it was
whatever.
Howard Taft was president for one term. But during his term, he had some policies which former President Roosevelt did not like. That's why President Roosevelt took his Republican friends away from the Republican Party and formed his own Bull Moose Party.
Yeah, so it's not unprecedented. A split could happen. Do you think it's going to happen this time around, Mark?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
That's a fair answer.
Yeah, I would think that most people are going to be scared that the votes will go one way or the other, so
they'll stay put.
I'm hoping that it splits on both sides.
That would be the best. Thanks, Mark, for your call tonight. Appreciate the history lesson. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. I say decentralize all the things.
I guess there is one libertarian defense here for William Weld. He eliminated registration renewals on vehicles, I believe. He said it was a tax. But apparently Romney...
so what? I mean, I can find things that Maggie Hassan did, who's the current Democratic governor of New Hampshire, that are libertarian bills that she signed that would have, you know, reduced the government in some way, shape, or form, or reduced regulation. You can find that stuff. 855-453.
In Massachusetts, you got to take what you can get.
This is Free Talk Live, but in the LP, we don't have to. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Moments remain. If you are not on the lines right now, then you're probably not getting on tonight. But if you are on the lines, then we'll do our best to get to you. However, if you don't get your thoughts out this evening, well, we do the show live 7 nights a week. So you can always join us tomorrow night on the live Sunday edition. Same times, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Those are our live hours. Your local radio station's hours may differ, but you can always call us during the live show if you want to get on and then get heard later when your local station plays the show back. So some stations take us live, others don't. Anyway, we appreciate your calls and thoughts here and Skypes, etc. You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. And if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, here's one of the best ways to do that. That is to amp Free Talk Live. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country by actively marketing the show to them. So we just did some of this this week. Mark, you and I went to the Talkers Convention, which happens in New York City every single year. And we've now gone for 10 years in a row thanks to our amplifiers. Thanks to listeners like you who support the show for $5 per month. And you can do use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. We're going to have to work on getting Bitcoin back up. There was a problem with Coinbase. I won't get into that right now. amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines and the AMP-only Facebook group as we go to the phones. And the fun. Let's talk first to Ryan, listening in Alabama to WAVH in Mobile. Hey, Ryan.
How you doing tonight, man?
Well, welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Talking to you, I heard you say a minute ago about how, if, you know, the government starts collapsing and you're going to survive with your bitcoins and your silver. I hate to tell you, and I'm coming from the South here, you're not going to survive. The fellas that are down on the farm, those are the guys that are going to survive. And, you know, being a Southern gentleman, I'm going to feed my neighbors, but I'm not going to feed somebody I don't know. It's the people that can grow, the people that have the ability to take a seed and make food. That's what keeps you going. Nothing else. Sorry. Silver, you can't eat it. your Bitcoin, our government starts collapsing.
Well, what makes you think that just because the government collapses that food's going to go away?
Government.
Yeah, the
collapses.
Federal government.
When the United States government starts collapsing, the poop is going to hit the fan. It's going to be total chaos, because when the government collapses, then everybody that's on any type of government assistance stops getting a handout. How do they help?
Aren't most of those programs administered through the states?
Yeah. Well, if Washington collapses, you know, I don't think too many local governments are going to be hanging around doing a good job either.
Why not? That's kind of the purpose of having hierarchical levels of government, right?
Yeah, I mean, those governments aren't going to go away. The government programs aren't going to just disappear from the state level if the federal government collapses.
I think it's a great idea to have some food in your backyard. I say start with tomatoes.
For sure.
And everybody should, you know, take a look at squash. That's relatively easy to grow and those sorts of things. I've got 11 acres. And I grow pigs,
but
I'll be just fine.
Even under communism in Russia, the black market still fed people. So, I mean, even without the state, food will continue to be distributed. Now, that's not to say there might not be some upheaval or uprisings or whatever in some of the urban areas.
You're talking about a whole different era of man. Back in the 40s and 50s, men knew how to make things. They knew how to do things, make things happen. Nowadays, we're internet-based. You know, if it's not on the interweb, nobody knows how to do it anymore. It's stuff just doesn't happen like this. That's why.
Yeah, but
have you gone to the website, The Art of Manliness? I mean, they've taught me how to do things.
Right.
I'm telling you, man, I've got a Still 360. I mean, I'm not exactly your wimpy little city boy here.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out, Mark, because the internet actually is expanding knowledge. It's helping people become more knowledgeable on how to do things themselves and cut out the middleman. But I get where you're coming from, that there are certain people who don't want to work, and, you know, I get that, and obviously if the pressure is on, if the circumstances change and the incentives change, then if all you got to do, you know, if getting food becomes more important, I highly doubt many people are going to continue playing video games all day if they're starving. They're likely going to shift their priorities, although some of them might starve.
When the food handouts stop, then, you know, if I was in that position and if I had no way to get food for my family, if I didn't have a handout no more, I'm going to take it. And that's
Ryan,
I get what you're saying.
As a prepper, I want you to be prepared for the possible future where Bitcoin is the only currency that exists on the planet.
Well, that's
unlikely.
You
can't just prepare for the possibility that that civilization falls. You have to prepare for everything in order to be a good prepper.
Hey, thanks, Ryan, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But I agree with you, Mark, that the state, even if the federal government disappeared tomorrow, the state governments would still exist. As much as I don't like it, they would likely still exist, and they are still redistributing welfare to people. And further, remember, if people aren't receiving welfare, that doesn't mean that there aren't people out there who aren't willing to help them. I mean, because there are people who receive welfare who actually do need help, and then they're the ones who are just taking advantage of a system because they can take advantage of it. And, yeah, those people are going to be in a tough way. And in that case, I would recommend having a way to defend yourself against somebody who might attack you or your family trying to get your food or get your things. So owning a gun or some other self-defensive measure would always be a good idea. Unfortunately, some state governments don't want you to do that. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Scott, you're in Kalamazoo listening to WBCK. Hey, Scott.
Hey, here in Michigan, like most states, we're required to have a no-fault insurance, and the only real problem I see is they rate our insurance based on our credit here. So someone with even no accidents or no tickets or any form of liability, they can still be billed as a liability according to that, even if they pay the 6 months in advance, and that's just my complaint.
I'm not a real insurance expert, so I'm not sure, you know, what to say about that.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think, Scott?
Well, I just think that it's unfair to charge according to our credit history on insurance. I don't feel where that's right, because even if, for example, me, I have no tickets, no
I see what you're saying now.
Yeah. Accidents.
So it should be driving history based?
Yes, and I've been paying 6 months in advance, but every year my insurance rates go up, even though I'm getting older.
Now, is that an insurance industry standard, or is that a government regulation that forces the companies to do that?
I believe it's an insurance standard here. That's what I've been told by different insurance companies, but we're required to have it by law at the same time. So,
and, yeah, that is crappy situation, and I don't know what else to tell you besides I live in a state where insurance isn't required, and I don't know if that has changed that situation.
And rates are mighty low. I suspect competition drives down rate.
Yeah, I think that's true. Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I wish there was more I could say about that. Let's continue, though. We've got Chad. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Chad.
Hi there.
Hey. You're on the air.
All right. Yeah, I'm sick of the health department here. Tell me,
all right, what
park my car in my yard or drain my
the health department.
Yeah, what does the health department have to do with you parking your yard car in the yard?
They gave me, well, they've got a fine if I don't find a different place to park it, but I don't like parking it on the street because it's been hit twice out there. And it's an older neighborhood. There's no room for garages or driveways.
So is the health department the equivalent of code enforcement? Because usually you would think that would be the code enforcement department.
Well, usually code enforcement would do it. They may be authorized to do that type of thing as well. But they also have a problem with one of my pieces of siding is cracked. I think that's why they came out.
The health department?
Yeah.
You're really making friends with this.
They are. I mean, I could understand maybe I could understand if the excuse was, well, it's the health department because we don't want cars parked on the grass because oil could leak into the grass and that could possibly harm someone's health in some way.
Yeah, I could understand if I had antifreeze or oil leaking, but I don't have any.
By the way, I don't understand that. I'm just trying to grasp on why the health department would be the ones who are threatening you. But either way, this is something that people have to deal with, is code enforcement, health department, whatever local government bureaucracy believes they know how best to run your life and your household and your front yard. And I say, you know, look, we should have freedom to do with our property what we want to do. If you want to have a washing machine sitting out front in your yard, you should be free to do that, unless you're in a contractual situation in a neighborhood that has deed restrictions and you've agreed to not do those things. I wish we had more time to talk about it, Chad, because a lot of people are affected by that stuff. Thanks for your call tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, that's okay. We'll be back tomorrow, so join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and enjoy your weekend.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.